This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Buckthorn and white sweet clover are two invasives no one with any acreage wants. In fact, no one without acreage wants buckthorn. Anyway, they're a pain in the patootie, to be clear. In steps your friendly neighborhood goat, or herd of them. Kidding aside, goats have been hired out to eat their way through buckthorn, garlic mustard, wild parsley, and Queen Anne's lace, among just about anything else. Goats prefer broadleafed plants, so they eat those before they take out any grasses. They also like to chew on branches, which takes out the bark, which then kills the plant. Due to goats' multi-chambered stomachs, any seeds are sterilized when they come out the back end as fertilizer. So, no new invasive species are planted. Their stomachs also tolerate plants that are poisonous to most other animals. Goats are cheaper, cleaner, and can climb to places humans and some machinery can't get to. Now, is this practical for your front yard? Well, not likely unless you don't live in town. But goats are being employed more and more by states to clear invasives from public lands. I love that. And goats are so cute. For more information, pictures, and links, go to my website, gardenbite.com. I had a couple of goats many years ago on a hobby farm and must admit, Nan and George were pretty good entertainment too. And for a bonus, as goats eat the brushy vegetation, it provides control of mosquitoes and wood ticks due to reductions in their habitat. If you want your lawn trimmed, try sheep. Garden Bite is on Twitter and Facebook too. Back by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.